This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Good morning. Of the many horrors of war, traumatic battlefield injuries are among the worst. During combat, military service members lose limbs, suffer from partial or complete paralysis and traumatic brain injuries, and they often deal with PTSD for the rest of their lives. The U.S. Veterans Administration is charged with taking care of these wounded warriors, and while the VA has come under fire itself for the way it's handled its mission, the Clement J. Zablocki Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Milwaukee achieves consistently high marks. Among the leading-edge programs under the aegis of the Zablocki Center is the Spinal Cord Injury Division. That program is under the direction of Dr. Kenneth Lee, himself a veteran wounded in Iraq. Ahead of a free adaptive sports exposition being held this Saturday, I sat down with Dr. Lee at the VA to talk about the division that he heads and the progress that they're making in treatment.
Milwaukee Spinal Cord Injury Center is one of the 24 spinal cord injury centers in the VA system. We like to think we're the best out there for our veterans. So if you think about our veterans who are paralyzed from spinal cord injury, they had a real devastating life-altering change in their life path here. So almost all of them will fall into depression. Almost all of them will have problems with mobility, problems with many problems of eating. So a lot of the things that we take for granted, now it's a huge challenge for them. We bring them into our spinal cord center to do acute rehab and also lifelong care. So our system is designed to take them on from very get-go, right after their accident or whatever disease they end up incurring. Then we walk them through, I guess in a say, to do all the acute rehabilitation that they need. Once that's done, we take care of them lifelong. We become their family doctors. We become their personal physicians. Well, from then on, we introduce them to everything there is that the veterans could get. One of the good things about DOD and VA system is that whether Congress allows it or not, it is something that we work hard to get for our veterans. For some of the example, we have some of the state-of-the-art equipment here that other SCI centers do not have.
Like what?
We have zero-G. Not too many facilities have them. That's a zero-gravity ambulation walking system. We have many of the bioness functional electrostimulation type of system where, yes, your arms and legs may not work well, but there are these little electric stimulators that goes into the muscles and nerves and that makes the hands and the legs to work.
And is that done by computer, or is it advanced enough where you're actually thinking, move my arm, and then the electrical impulses do it for you?
That's a great question, you know, whether it's sort of like a cybernetic kind of, you see in the movies, RoboCop kind of movie thing.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, there that technology exists. It's still in the experimental phase with DOD, actually. I just recently attended one of those conferences to learn about that. But I won't be surprised, it will be available very soon for our veterans as well. But many of the prosthetics devices, like artificial legs and arms, are totally integrated into our nervous system that can actually make them move. So that those technologies are available already. And I do know that VA really considers all these things when they look at certain patients if they need to get one of these or not. Now, we all have to keep in mind that advanced technology doesn't mean it's for everyone. It's very specific to an individual. Even for spinal cord injury, a lot of times advanced technology is great, but sometimes we revert back to the old ways and actually look at the old way of doing things. Are certain basic manual chair better for our guy than this high-tech chair? And surprisingly, a lot of guys want the manual chair because they get to get a full control rather than an electronic device being a medium for them. So it's interesting when guys and gals want to go back to the old way of doing things. It's like some of the Vietnam veterans who can represent them with all these great technology, amputation parts or artificial legs and arms, but they all look at it and goes, nah, I want the cable system with the little hook device.
Because they're used to it.
Not only are they used to it, they think it's more functional than some of these electronic gadgets that come out.
So when you help develop these kinds of devices to help people, you know, are you looking at sort of a general, most people might like this, or is it really for individual patients each time? The technology seems like it could be for lots and lots of different kinds of folks.
Sure. In our world, we take what's off the shelf. We look at what's out there and we bring it in. And then we actually tailor it. Our therapists are great. Our VA therapists are, I call them, you know, machinists and carpenters, because they will take something, plastic or wood or metal, and they'll recut, redo, re-rivet everything to make sure it fits that particular individual. And that's one broad aspect of how we do things. But we actually look at an individual as well, and we either custom order or custom make certain things right off the bat for these guys as well. We kind of tend to look at it as an individual, but as in rehab, we look at how that individual fits into the society. Because if we only do it for that individual, it doesn't help. We can't kind of mold into the society.
Right. You can't give it to somebody else and adapt it for that person's needs.
Right. And if we do something for that individual and it's great for him, but realize that he needs to interact with the community out there and he can't do it because this bulky thing is really making him great at home, but it doesn't help them out in the community, we need to rethink that process.
One of the things that I think we all hope for is that spinal cord injuries and all of the things that come along with that will be eventually a thing of the past, that they will be able to be nerve repair, and that, you know, we'll have the medical technology to be able to not necessarily have to do prosthetics, but, you know, maybe even grow new limbs. I mean, I'm talking very science fiction out in the future. But do you think those kinds of things are realistic in the future, that we may be putting your carpenters and machinists out of a job at some point, your therapists?
Yeah, I think I'll be out of job too, come to think of it. But, you know, it'll be great if we're out of job because of that reason. It's such a devastating condition to have for an individual. And I've seen so many of them go through such a hardship, and many don't come out of that rut sometimes. So is it possible to do this? I absolutely think so. Some of the researches I see, some of the bench and wet lab researches that I see are great findings. Obviously, we're more complicated as a human being from anatomy standpoint than what a rat will have or a simple cell will have. So there will be time in coming, but, you know, as I saw a Star Trek show one time where Dr. McCoy took a little salt and pepper looking thing and, you know, cured one of the men's spinal cord injury after a couple of hours. You know, I think that hope is going to be there, and I hope it always stays there. Would it happen in my lifetime? I don't think so, honest truth. But would it happen in somebody else's lifetime? I definitely think so.
That the technologies will be pushed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if you look at some of the things to accommodate the injury, not fix it, is like such as a bionic suits kind of thing. They're exoskeletons, so they're like robots that attach to your body. And those guys who can't walk is now able to walk. Now, they can't walk like you and I and run around and kick a soccer ball yet, but now they're walking around in at home when they weren't not able to do that before.
Are those exoskeletons available now?
It is available. You know, the cost factor, it's going to be one of those things where time will bring the costs down and all that, just like any other new electronic devices and things. But it's already available, and a lot of people are getting it and utilizing it.
That leads me into this Adaptive Sports and Recreation Expo that the VA participates in, and that I think, do you actually, is this your expo?
Let me preface something on this.
Sure.
Thing. When we look at our world of disability here, we're able-bodied, and a lot of times we forget about our disability partners and disability colleagues that are out there, right? And that includes my patients as well, and brothers and sisters of many other people out in the community. Our veterans actually go through such a hardship, you know, whether it's combat or anything else. One good thing is we actually provide such a great system of care in terms of the therapy that we give, the equipment that we provide. Now, we can't do this alone either. We need partners in the community to help our veterans. Our veterans shouldn't be stuck in the VA. They should be out in the community. So we reached out to many partners, and now we have probably over 30 partners that work with us that take our vets and do a lot of the recreational and adaptive sports activity. So at one point, we thought about, you know, these partners are great. I wonder how many more are out there. So last year, with Medical College of Wisconsin Department, PM&R, and our VA. And that time, Curative came in big to support us, Curative Rehab. They actually put together a huge event for the first time in Milwaukee, and had a huge number of programs come out. I didn't even know some of these programs existed until we reached out and people started contacting us. 300 participants of all disability came over, checked it out, made partners, and it was such a great hit, they wanted us to do it again. So we're doing it quite a little bit differently to provide lots of activity for people to try out as well. And we have over 45 programs now coming on board to showcase their program. And one thing I found out about, you know, when, because a lot of our veterans showed up last year, and this year I had a huge number of people, our veterans, saying they will be out there, not just to participate and check out the program, but also be part of the program. So they're actually running some of the shows. A lot of our vets will be, you know, for instance, wheelchair lacrosse, our vets will be running that program. Wheelchair quad rugby, our guys will be out there being the coaches and helping out some of these guys, and many other ones. Our VA staff will be out there, and they're all willing to volunteer on Saturday to come out. And there's a chunk of our guys coming out to do that staff. That also goes same with Medical College of Wisconsin as well. The Department of PM&R, pretty much all their staff are coming out on that Saturday to do. This also couldn't have happened if it wasn't for our great partners like the Wisconsin Paralyzed Veterans of America and the Curative Rehab. They've been behind us in terms of this, because if you look at our guys, what they do, it's a great product. If I'm a businessman, I have a great product to sell. It's our guys that are disabled, our girls that are disabled, that need a venue, that need to go out, they need to connect. There's no reason why they need to sit at home and be worried about what's going to happen to me out there. They don't have to worry about that. And these programs are going to make that happen for them.
The other thing that's really cool about this is that, as you say, it gets veterans out into the community, but it also brings the community to veterans as well. So this is open to everybody. This is not just veterans, right?
Correct. As our theme says, everybody plays. It is for everyone. Our veterans definitely take advantage of this. But as last year showed, many of the community members came out as well. And, you know, a lot of the comments they made is they had no idea that this program was just a few blocks down from me.
So what are some of the things, if somebody, whether they're disabled or abled to come to this expo, what are some of the things that they might participate in besides like the rugby?
So there are many activities they can participate in, and just name few here. They can come and try curling, you know, and try goalball. It's made for blind people, but it's actually becoming an international competition for able-bodied people as well. They blindfold themselves and they play this, basically throwing the ball on the ground, and it's got a little bell, so you need to listen to it as it passes you. But if it passes you, it's a goal. So it's an interesting thing. We have adaptive kayaking, paddleboarding. We have wheelchair lacrosse for people to try, and definitely wheelchair basketball, one of the most popular one out there. There'll be music therapy going on all day. There's also Tai Chi for adaptive Tai Chi activities. And one other thing that we are doing this year is, because it's the 25th year ADA celebration, Americans for Disability Act, we're actually having a separate program right in the middle of it where all activities will stop. And there will be a proclamation by several of the key community officials, but also a disability dance by the Milwaukee Ballet Group. And that will be kind of awesome to see. I've seen some of those jazz dances by the wheelchair group. It is totally awesome.
Yeah, it brings tears to your eyes, actually.
Oh, it's more really than tears. Yeah. It kind of gives you rejuvenation why I'm doing this work, you know. And then when I see our veterans out there bouncing around all over in their chair, hyped up, and actually being peer mentors for some of the community, some of the kids out there, it makes me feel good that, you know, even myself as a veteran, you know, that, you know, our veterans are really reaching out. They're not at home and sulking and being depressed about it. And what's cool about it is we actually have a USA Paralympic gold medalist, a sled hockey team member coming over to do the MC, and he'll be there all day as well. So he's going to be the highlight because he reached the ultimate. He actually have a particular disorder, but he never let that become a problem. He actually reached the ultimate sporting event, you know, his U.S. Paralympic team, and got a gold medal from that.
And you can't get much better.
No, you can't. But, you know, as people come, they'll realize, you know, their gold medal is at a completely different level, and they're going to all reach it out there. And that's what we saw last year. It was phenomenal.
So you see this going on in future years. Just in the second year, it's already so popular that you see this going on in the future indefinitely?
I'm dying. This is not easy to put together. It's incredibly hard, but oh boy, you know, the people from PM&R department at MCW and the people from RVA here that help put together, if they're willing, I'm willing to continue. I do know our vets are always behind this. You know, Wisconsin Paralyzed Veterans have always been there for us, so I can always count on them, you know. And Curative's been there for now 2 years behind us. So I feel confident we can do it again, but it's not an easy work to put together.
Let's get through this one first.
Exactly, yeah. Let's not move on to the next one. Right. But one of the big messages I wanted to send to all the folks out there is, you know, some of the examples I can give everyone out there is that we have vets who had a significant devastating injury, who became a quadriplegic, unable to move his arm and legs at all. Yet he's out there now working and having his own business and will soon become someone big. We have veterans who've been stuck in a milieu of drug and alcohol rehab, and they've been struggling. We introduce them to sports. And next thing you know, completely dry and now leading teams and making becoming peer mentors for other disabled population, not just veterans, but out in the community. These are success stories because of the sports that we've introduced them to. Adaptive sports and recreation could really turn people around because they give them a goal and they give them the idea that, hey, I can do this. This is definitely an ability, not a disability. This is one
I'm
of those
not
things.
As limited as I thought I was.
Exactly. You know, I know Damian Bookman and the Ability Center mentions that we should never call ourselves disability. It is the ability that makes the difference, not the disability. And he always uses that and makes a lot of sense to me, you know, especially when I got into the adaptive sports arena.
Well, Dr. Kenneth Lee, thank you for your work, and thank you so much for talking to me today about that work and about this expo. Best of luck with it.
Thank you. There is a Wisconsin Adaptive Sports Association that just formed. I sit on the board as a president of the board. And I bring this up because something like this, you know, we're all over the place. Wisconsin got so many great programs and realize we're all kind of separate, when we should all be under one umbrella. So many of us programs got together and said, hey, do we want to be under one name rather than this all hodgepodge of adaptive sports? And Wisconsin Adaptive Sports Association was formed, simply called WASA. And under WASA, there's many teams now formed under it. And many of our veterans belong into that program as well. And that will be debuted out in the expo this year.
Okay, and so if people are interested in participating, there's a website?
It's actually in the development phase, but all the information will be handed out at the booth this year.
Okay, perfect. Again, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Dr. Kenneth Lee is the chief of the Spinal Cord Injury Division at the Clement J. Zablocki Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Milwaukee. He's also on the faculty at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Lee served as the chief medical officer for the Wisconsin National Guard in Iraq, where he was severely wounded and suffered from PTSD. He recently retired at the rank of colonel. The Everybody Plays Adaptive Sports and Recreation Expo that Lee helps coordinate takes place this Saturday at Nathan Hale High School in West Allis. It's free and it runs from 9 to 2. It's open to veterans and non-veterans, and there is a link to more information at WUWM.com.